I'm Andrew West, and this is a podcast from the Religion and Ethics Report on ABC Radio National. Almost 100 people have died in floods in South Sudan. The waters have overwhelmed 8 counties and displaced 300,000 people. Pastor Samuel Marjok leads a South Sudanese community in Western Sydney.
It started in the beginning of August this month when the Lake Victoria was overflowed. So the government of Uganda released water from Lake Victoria to River Nile in South Sudan. Because River Nile was overflow, the water overflowed the entire areas of Jonglei State. More than 8 counties are affected by the flood.
Yeah, this is 8 counties in South Sudan.
Yes, in Jonglei State.
In Jonglei State. This is not a natural disaster then. This is due to the decision of governments in the White Nile River region.
Yes, and also was triggered by the rainwater, the heavily rain and the water from Lake Victoria to River Nile, and then from River Nile to the entire areas of Jonglei State. There's heavy rain falling down, and the River Nile is overflowed as well.
How many people are affected in South Sudan by this disaster?
Over 200,000 people are affected right now.
Do we know if many people have died?
Last week, the number was around 94 people.
And how many people have been made homeless or displaced by this disaster?
It's going now to 300,000 people are made homeless.
And you're in regular contact, even though you're based at the moment in Western Sydney, with South Sudan, with contacts and relatives and friends. What are they telling you about the personal stories, the personal circumstances of people trapped by this disaster?
I have learned that elderly people, older people are left unattended. Only the strong one can use the plastic sheet to float on the top of the water their children. And the lucky mother or lucky father, if father don't have young man or young woman who will help, that old person will be left unattended and they will drown in the water. Yeah. I also learned that a mother delivered baby in the water. Both mother and the baby pass away. I also learned that most of the people are cut off from the high ground. Those people, it's very hard for them to access. So what they normally do is a local man-made boat, the wood boat, used by the local church and local chief to check from door to door to check for the survivors.
I've seen some photographs of people up to their waist in water carrying their possessions and their relatives just on sheets of plastic that they're trying to keep above the waterline. Do we know exactly the challenge this poses?
Right now, if you have, for example, in the household, if you have the plastic sheet, people will consider you to be the lucky person because they are using that plastic sheet as a mode of transport. Right now, those who are actually going to the high ground now, right now, they are also still suffering. There's a mosquito, and I'm afraid there will be outbreak of waterborne diseases. Because of mosquito, they are looking for tents or mosquito net or blanket to cover their children now in the high ground.
You've been raising money with Anglican Aid. How much money do you need?
Currently, we have raised up to 24,000. Our target was 60,000. So I am not reached the half of the target amount. I want to raise 60,000 Australian dollars. This money will be used to buy plastic sheet, to buy tents. We have actually found somewhere to buy them in Nairobi, Kenya.
Is there anything the Australian government can also do?
I would like a big support from Australia government if they can identify the internal displaced camps and provide food assistance, provide medicines to those people who are actually suffering now. The government of Australia can help through the local government of South Sudan. They can help through the state government in South Sudan, or they can help through church. If they can join hands together with the Anglican Aid in the Diocese of Sydney, that will be very, very blessing and save a lot of life.
With all of these refugees from the flooding crowding into camps, is there also a threat from COVID-19.
Right now, as I'm speaking to you, the local NGOs, their workers don't want to risk their life to go and access or deliver humanitarian relief services to the people because of fear of COVID-19. Only those who like to support, to risk their life, are the people now who travel to the highland to provide food for their children. So the local NGOs are now scared of COVID-19. So that's another challenge currently now in South Sudan.
That's South Sudanese pastor Samuel Marjok.